I am Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, and this is the Strategic Christian Leadership Podcast, episode number 38. The simple purpose of this podcast is to help Christian leaders and potential Christian leaders understand how planning and strategizing is important to carrying out the Great Commission for our Lord. Our Strategic Christian Leadership Bible verse for this episode is 2 Timothy 2:15, which says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Our Strategic Christian Leadership quote for this episode is from D. Ward Hock. He said, "If you don't understand that you work for your mislabeled subordinates, then you know nothing of leadership." Beloved, in this podcast, we are going through the fine books entitled Advanced Strategic Planning, A New Model for Church and Ministry Leaders by Aubrey Malfers, Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less by Dave Browning, and Humilitas, A Lost Key to Life, Love and Leadership by John Dixon. If you enjoy this podcast, if you benefit from this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of these books from our website, podcastpulpit.com, for your library. Our topic today is part 7 of chapter 3, Reality, Keep It Real, from the book Deliberate Simplicity, How the Church Does More by Doing Less, by Dave Browning. He continues as follows: "Your Sunday best. It is the value of reality that leads a deliberately simple church to encourage casual, comfortable dress. I always wear blue jeans to church. I do this because the average person in America owns 8 pairs of blue jeans. So I consider them to be the least common denominator of fashion. The fashion statement or understatement that I make communicates something beyond the rivets and 5 pockets. It says, we're not here to impress you, so please don't waste any effort trying to impress us. Casual dress is not superficial. It's important. It's about being true to yourself and your ideas. We have neither the time nor the inclination for pretense. When clothing is allowed to convey class status within an organization, a hierarchical structure built on rank and position is perpetuated. In the real estate industry, colored jackets have become a source of distinction among agencies and amusement among those who don't have to wear them. At Red Carpet, the jackets are red. At Century 21, they are gold. At ERA, they are blue. Remax, with its Let's Keep It Real culture, ran an ad showing a male real estate agent in a sharp tailored suit and a female real estate agent in a luxurious fur coat with the slogan, "These are our jackets." In a similar way, we at CTK have run an ad showing three young adults in jeans and t-shirts that says, "Put on your Sunday best. It's not a fashion show. It's just church." While casual dress is encouraged at Christ the King, we do not have a reverse dress code. You can wear what you feel comfortable in. For some people, normal is a dress or a suit. That's fine. Wear what works for you. The suit, or rather, the point, is that you don't have to dress up special for us, and you don't have to dress up special for God. Come as you are. I have had dozens of conversations with unchurched people in which they bemoaned the fact that they didn't have anything to wear to church, or quizzed me about what they should wear. They were surprised and relieved when I said, "Wear what you have on. You'll fit right in." In a deliberately simple church, it's not a fashion show. It's a gathering of real people who have a real relationship with God to glorify Him and to lift up Jesus Christ. Beloved, if the Lord tarries His coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to be real. Help us to be simple in our approach to worshiping You and inviting others to worship You as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is your day. Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news indeed, but I have some good news for you, and I proclaim it to you today. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, His name is Jesus Christ," He was speaking about Himself, "that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will save you. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. May God bless you and keep you.